What's the feeling in Venezuela right now, 1 year after the death of President Chavez?
Well, Mike, Venezuela was and still is a very polarized nation. It's a polarized nation politically, and it's a polarized nation socially. So when Chavez was alive, the members of the middle class and the members of the upper middle class were very hostile to Chavez, his image, his government, and everybody that was associated with the government. And that hasn't changed at all. The disturbances that are taking place in different cities throughout Venezuela, and I say disturbances, some of them are violent and others are disruptive, involving students and supported by all the political parties or the major political parties of the opposition, so that it's not an isolated situation. It's not as if a few hoodlums or fanatics are responsible for the violence. It's a situation which is being promoted, supported and promoted by the opposition. So that is mainly middle class and upper middle class. On the other hand, the majority of people who voted for Chavez and who support the Maduro government, after all, in the elections in December of last year, the Chavistas defeated the opposition by a 10-point margin. So that a majority of people, more than 50% of the people, are sympathetic to Chavez and are recalling his presidency in a favorable light, and also support the Maduro government. So Venezuela continues to be a politically and socially polarized nation.
You know, in the media, the opposition marches look really big. But just how much widespread support do the opposition and the protesters have in Venezuela right now?
So the situation today, the way it looks now, is that both sides have a great mobilization capacity. But the difference is, Mike, that the mobilization capacity of the opposition is confined to the middle class and the upper middle class and the wealthy. The municipalities where there is mobilization on the part of the opposition, those are the municipalities in which the mayor belongs to the opposition. And that's the case with the eastern part of Caracas, and that's the case with the capital of Táchira and the capital of Mérida. Those cities have a opposition as mayor.
You know, of course, Venezuela has been all over the international news in recent weeks. What's your analysis of the international coverage?
The international coverage has been very deceptive. There is mention of violence, but it's not clear just who is responsible for the violence. The other issue is that the media, I've seen this in CNN in Spanish, which we get here in Venezuela, shows images which are very often taken out of context. For instance, there's one image that CNN in Spanish has flashed on the screen numerous times of supposed National Guardsmen. Now, you don't know whether this is an authentic National Guardsman or whether the whole thing has been fabricated, but you see this National Guardsman shooting into the air, apparently into apartment buildings, or because he's in an urban environment, and then he goes up to a car and he smashes the windows of this car. Now that's very very unlikely that a National Guardsman would act that way. But CNN flashes that on the screen time and time again, so that this is the image that they are conjuring up, that the security forces are acting out of vengeance, they're shooting at people all over the place. And at the same time, people here in Venezuela, people who belong to the opposition, are criticizing the government for allowing the situation of violence, and specifically what's happening in Táchira and Mérida, for going on as long as it has. So I think that the media has really not clarified or made any attempt to really clarify what's going on. One other thing, Mike, that I can mention is that the slogan of the opposition demonstrators is in Spanish, Salida, which is translated as exit, but basically it means regime change. That is another aspect to what's going on that the international media has not covered or not discussed.
Where do you see this current situation going in Venezuela?
I see this episode as a possible triumph for the Chavistas. I mean, even a week ago, when it looked like things were really getting out of hand, I just couldn't imagine that it was going to succeed. Firstly, because what I mentioned before, that this is a middle class movement, it wasn't taking hold in the barrios, and secondly, because it followed on the heels of an electoral triumph for the Chavistas. The opposition, you know, this is now Carnaval, that's the way they say it in Spanish, traditional celebrations. The opposition slogan is, there is no Carnaval, no hay Carnaval. In other words, stay home, don't go to the beach, don't celebrate, don't go on the parades, which is a traditional activity for these days. And that was also doomed for failure. I mean, people don't like being told whether or not they can celebrate Carnaval. It's one of the most important holidays in the year. And people, I think a lot of people resented that slogan. So I see this kind of petering out. And I think that this is going to represent another triumph for the Chavistas. Now, I think that this is going to be a defining moment for Maduro. Just what is he going to do? How is he going to react to the opposition, which in some cases spearheaded, in other cases went along with acts of disruption, acts of violence? What will Maduro's policy be towards that opposition? And I think that's going to be very important, his actions in the next couple of days.
That's Steve Elner from Venezuela. For FSRN, this is Michael Fox.